The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 30 November 2020. Steve Elkins down in Florida. How are you, Steve?
Good, John. Very good.
All righty. Well, is there going to be a Supreme Court hearing, United States Supreme Court? I'm watching One America News, and the Republican legislature out there is holding hearings, literally as we speak, getting testimony from top experts as to how the vote was rigged out there. And at the same time, we've got the governor certifying the vote for Joe Biden. Steve, everybody, and I'm listening very carefully to the talking heads on Fox News. It sounds to me like they're pretty much resigned that, well, Donald Trump lost, Joe Biden won, and here we go.
Kind of looks that way, John. I think there's a little bit more to it than that, but I think the problem is the fraud goes so far back, John. I had no clue. I don't know if you did. You have a clue that, first of all, this Dominion, I never even heard of this when I heard of the Fraction Magic, and there's a couple others now, but I had no idea that a U.S. election had the vote tallied in another country and decided there, and they simply send back the information of what happened in your election. I still can't find anybody to address the issue why a U.S. election is being tallied in another country. Well, that makes no sense whatsoever. That's got fraud all over it right from the very beginning.
Well, Steve, the problem here is there's a lot of verbiage being thrown around. There's a lot of questions being asked. But who is answering?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm watching this, and it's starting to occur to me that Trump's going to not get the White House, and we're going to have JoJo, fractured foot and all, and we'll probably within a year, have Kamala as president. And they're just waiting for the riots to happen. Only this time, it's not going to be Antifa or Black Lives Matter. It's going to be Joe Blow from Kokomo, Fred from Cincinnapolis, and God knows what else. None of this stuff, folks, if you think you've seen what the powers behind the throne are doing now, unabashed, in your face, continual lie after lie after lie. They don't care. They don't care that it's all fabricated. They don't care that it's all a lie. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. Well, what that is going to, and what I'm hearing also, well, we've got to find out exactly what's wrong with this vote so we can fix it. Otherwise, that's the end of our democracy. Really? What about the election which is stolen? What about that one? You know, I am not the Supreme Court. I don't play an attorney on radio. I don't give legal advice. But Steve, This is in your face.
It is.
There has been enough uncovered. You know, remember me saying, folks, last week, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. Is there going to be enough proof of fraud to flip this? Because, you know, and the question, Steve, it was a very interesting question that was asked. Well, there's always been, you know, a little bit of fraud here and there in every election. Okay, so what's a little? See, they never assign figures versus the population.
Yeah, who decides on what's little and what's a lot?
Yeah, a lot.
It's like a little cheating in a marriage here. A little cheating, but I mean a lot of cheating. But who decides? And why are we accepting of cheating anyway?
Well, I'm listening to this thing going on in Arizona. And the man that was giving testimony, the one that has been in there doing the forensics on these damn voting machines, describing exactly how it was done.
Yep.
And there was another interesting fact that came up, was that, there was preloaded 2,300 votes in every one of these precincts in Arizona. The vote was automatically going to go to Joe Biden. And I'm hearing this, and I'm going, oh, wait a minute here. So what is this going to boil down to? Who's got the best legal team? Who's got the best I've gotcha argument? Or is it going to be a bunch of lawyerese, and, well, we'll just fix it the next time because that's going to be the end of our democracy?
That's probably what's going to happen. That's probably what's going to happen. You know what? There was, they'll acknowledge it, yes, but it's just too much to go into, too much in depth to go into and investigate this. We need to change the guard here. And actually, I had a conversation with an attorney on Saturday, and it was very sharp. He's retired, but we talked about this, and he threw a scenario at me, John, that, yeah, we can push this up to the Supreme Court and have the Supreme Court look at this, and they'll probably say, yeah, there's enough evidence here for fraud, election fraud, to flip this thing and to nullify the entire election. But you got this scenario here of, will the Supreme Court acknowledge it and say, yes, nullify it, or will the Supreme Court say, you know, for the betterment of the country, we need to look the other way on this one, because if we flip this thing back the way it should be, we risk every city, every major minority city burning down to the ground. And is that the best thing for America right now? That's a legal argument he gave to me. And I said, you know what? You're right. I understand that argument. But you've opened Pandora's box now to say, if you accept it now, this time, you'll have to accept it the next time and the next time, the next time, because you'll always have that fear factor of violence, of burning down your cities. So do you want to go down that road to say, okay, you just always give in? You know, this whole word democracy, John, is a flippin' made-up word.
Yep.
It's a word to make you believe and make you feel that you have a voice in government. Well, guess what, people? I remember walking out of the voting booth. I got talked into going to this one here. My wife talked me in. We did it. They gave you a little sticker. It says, I voted. But they need to revise that. It said, I voted and the vote was stolen. I will never participate again in this flawed system that was built with fraud in mind. And this was overwhelmingly massive, massive fraud all across the board on this one. It's in your face, smacking you back and forth in the face, fraud. And we're supposed to say, he's my president. I'll support him now. You know, Michael Moore, I don't like Michael Moore. He's a fat loser. But he made a tweet out, because he doesn't like Trump, and sometimes he likes Trump. He's kind of a strange guy, but he put a tweet out there that said, Biden stole another man's wife. Biden stole someone's speech. Biden stole money. I'm sure he's referring to China. And Biden stole an election. And those are accurate. That's an accurate tweet. And we accept it. You know, this cheating thing, John, well, it's just a little bit. It wouldn't have mattered. And the difference, it's going to be what it is, and it wouldn't have mattered. So we'll accept it. So you're accepting of a little cheating now, and who decides what is a little and what is a lot? We should be looking at cheating altogether. The thing was built with fraud in mind. We shouldn't be in this situation where we said, did my vote count? I can't believe we're even here.
Well, the voting and how it's set up, even for a federal election, in the several states, that is up to the states to do the voting and do the counting and then turn them in to the Electoral College. I can see where the Supreme Court is going to put forth the premise that this is a state issue, even though you're voting for a federal election. This is still handled by the state, and this thing has got to be dealt with by the state. I think that's why you're seeing so many of these judges denying Trump's lawsuits. They don't want to hear it. We just keep ignoring it. Don't look at the evidence. Don't believe your lying eyes. Listen to us.
Right.
So if the Supreme Court kicks this thing, which I'll tell you what, I've got a funny feeling this is exactly what they're going to do. Even though this is a federal election, ladies and gentlemen, you're not talking about voting for a state governor or this Democrat or Republican in your state legislature. You're talking about voting for the presidency of the United States. And I'm going to be shocked and surprised if the Supreme Court does not kick this back out to the states.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, look, what did this clown do that was appointed by George Bush back in 2004 on the issue of the Affordable Care Act, lovingly referred to as Obamacare? Now it's going to be Biden Care. What did he say? Okay, the issue was that the government doesn't have the authority to rule over people and make them take a national health care. That was the premise of the argument in front of the Supreme Court. So what did Gottsuch did? What did he do? Well, he come back and went, okay, well, let me see here. It's... okay, they're the lawmakers, the Congress, the Senate, Congress critters, senators. They're the lawmakers. So they have the right to lay and collect taxes. They have the authority to do that. So, ergo, Obamacare is, it's okay. It's legal. They didn't, all he did was reaffirm that the fact that the Congress has the right to lay and collect taxes, but they did not rule on the authority or the legality or the scope of power for the federal government to order people into a health care. It's non-existent, but that's not how they voted, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
They took up, I mean, a five-year-old wouldn't make that argument in front of the Supreme Court.
You know, you had a handful of people who actually benefited from Obamacare, or what are you going to call it, Affordable Care, the Unaffordable Care Act. But I tell you what, the majority of people that I know, it raised their premiums, and they could not go with their doctor any longer. They had to go with these other doctors that were appointed on a sheet. It was not a good deal. It benefited a handful, but overall, it was an absolute failure. And, you know, people talk about and people who are not insured in this country. Well, I can tell you from my end, John, nobody goes in a hospital and gets turned away. That's why a lot of hospitals have gone under, is they absorb some of the debt from the illegals and people who don't have insurance. And after a while, you can't give away anymore, so you close your doors. And that's exactly what we're working on socialized medicine, and we haven't seen a success story in socialized medicine anywhere in the world. Hell, Canada comes to our doorstep right now because they can't get in to see a cardiologist for 3 months. And they've got heart blockages, they need stents or bypass surgery.
But Steve, hold on. The CBC is reporting that a nurse in Manitoba is coping with a dire situation at the Bethesda Regional Healthcare Center in Steinbeck, Manitoba, Canada. A local reporter goes to the scene to video the situation. Guess what she found? Nothing. There was nobody in the damned hospital. Remember what they did? They did this up in New York. Some enterprising people got out their smartphone and said, okay, I'm going to go into the hospital and I'm going to take a look. What happened there? There was nobody in the hospital. They were lying through their teeth telling people, well, we had to set up field hospitals. They gave you a lot of video on that, those nice little white tents and everybody all masked up and they're in their biological uniforms, and my God, doesn't it all look official? It was all phony. Now, my question here is, how in the hell does an administrator of a hospital put on that kind of scam, lie through his freaking teeth? You got the film at 11 to prove that he's full of monkey milk, but yet it goes on. Well, Steve,
yeah, it's another administrator that's bought off. Because remember, the administrator agreed to the contract. The contract was label everything COVID, you get more money from the federal government. So there was a financial incentive to say, yeah, that's COVID, that's COVID, that's COVID. I mean, how many lies do we catch on this? Remember, do you remember the refrigerator trucks? Because they had so many dead bodies and morgue couldn't take them in New York.
Yeah.
And we had refrigerator trucks with dead bodies piled, stacked on each other. I'm like, come on. Hey, can you show us a picture? No, we can't do that. It doesn't exist. If you don't see it, it doesn't exist. We need 40,000 ventilators, the fear factor of that alone. 40,000. Do you have 40,000 patients? No. This is the greatest psychological scam ever played on the American people. And they got to use it for many other things. And they got to use it to flip an election.
Oh,
because now you have to mail in ballots.
Oh, but more
so did some ballot harvesting.
More importantly, here is a tool for the globalists, the New World Orderites. It's the reset. There's going to be a completely different way of doing business. Now, what they haven't done yet, and I don't know if they're shell-shocked over the crater that they created, or whether they're afraid to do this, or maybe it would expose too much about the ongoing agenda, but they haven't quite come out and said, look, we're just going to switch to digital money. Now, you know they are, because the various talking heads around the world that seem to know about these sorts of things all agree that, yeah, it's going to happen. It's part of the reset. Steve, we now have the World Health Organization now coming out and saying, you know what? Stop the lockdowns. I don't know why they haven't had a change of heart. Maybe they start hanging some of their doctors. I don't know. But they've come out and said, okay, there's better ways to deal with this rather than completely locking down. And it's become obvious to everybody that this has been used as a political tool. This Kemp guy in Georgia, I mean, this guy, you know, forget the Trump-Biden issue. This guy might be going to jail for many years for taking kickbacks from China. There's two Senate seats that are in the mix down in Georgia. And the way this is laying right now, Republicans are not going to control the Senate. They are not going to control the Congress, and they are not going to control the Oval Office. What do you imagine might happen to us in the next 4 years, Steve?
Well, I think we're going back to, they said, a dark winter, and the dark winter is going to last 4 years, is what I see. Actually, I just looked up what Biden is talking about, DACA, of course. Making those children legal now. Illegals will become illegals, and they said 11 million people will become legal citizens. People, brace yourselves. 11 million is not the true number. Multiply that times about 33 million, 34 million people are here in this country illegally.
Yep.
They all become citizens voting for Democrats. Amnesty, open borders, troop inflation. Iraq and Afghanistan's coming up. You can bet they're going to be making war on Iran, trying to help Israel out.
The
wall will never be finished. The wall is done. There's no more wall to be built. It's over.
Well, I don't like the way this is laying, and I don't like the only option. They're leaving us. This is what they want.
I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I had a laptop that crapped out on me, so I wasn't able to post much in the news, but everything we're talking about today, I will make sure it's posted up. To finish the situation up at the Bethesda Regional Health Center, and according to this nurse, the situation is completely overwhelming. Quoting, "It has been completely and absolutely overwhelming," said Sarah Neufeld, who works at the Bethesda Regional Health Center in Steinbach, Manitoba. "We don't have a full waiting room. We have a full waiting room and a fuller ER of very sick and sometimes rapidly declining patients that require a lot of one-on-one care that we can't give. We cannot safely give. That looks like every single bed being full. That looks like both of our negative pressure rooms being full. Sometimes even our trauma rooms are full. We have patients in the hallway." Folks, that is a damn lie. What is going to be posted here is the woman that goes into this very same hospital that they're telling everybody that we got patients everywhere. All the beds are full. The people are in the hallways. The ER, everything is full. There is video record of this woman walking through this hospital, and there's only one person inside the hospital. Yep. Steve, these administrators of these hospitals, doesn't anybody go to jail for stealing anymore? If you're standing in line for benefit from the government to pay these hospitals because of this COVID-19 emergency, and they're taking money from patients they're not seeing and they're not treating, that is fraud.
It is.
Do these administrators, have they been told that, don't worry, we have the safety nets for you, that we have an out here for you, don't worry, there won't be anything that happens to you? There had to be some guarantee. Otherwise, I mean, this is so bizarre, I can't even come up with the words to describe it, Steve.
Yeah, there had to be somebody, an administrator, that was called and said, this is what's going down, you have to play the game. You're going to have to tell the media, local media, it's going to carry the story. You guys are getting bombarded with COVID cases. Ventilators, ICs are breaking full. ERs are full. People are in the hallways. And your field hospital is very, very busy. And keep adding more and more on. Keep that fear factor up there. And you will be very well rewarded for doing so.
Well, the ventilators, that was very, very hot and popular. Even Cuomo in New York said that, oh, well, Donald Trump made sure we had ventilators.
Yep.
Well, what happened to all the ventilator conversation now? People started to figure out that this is not a treatment?
That's right. Well, it was the overwhelming number. I knew from the very beginning, I told you it was fraud. I said 40,000. You don't have that kind of patient load. You see, they put a lot of this stuff into a computer module, and it's a program, it's an algorithm, and they push a couple of buttons, and they said, we theoretically believe that based on this and this and this, we will have this many patients. Therefore, I need 40,000 ventilators. Ka-ching, ka-ching. It's a joke. It's all based on a model, not what you see, what not.
You're winking out on us, Steve.
Oh, I say it's based on a model. All these numbers that are thrown around, they're based on a model, a program.
Let's go to the phones here. Christopher in California. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, John. Hello, Steve Elkins. Steve, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you. Is if we're going to just lay and bend over because we're afraid that those crap hole cities will burn. I remember the Watts riots in 65. They burnt down their own grocery stores. They'll be sorry they
burnt down.
Wait a
minute, before you start saying pick a bone, are you saying I'm on the side of leniency and letting this thing go? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say what side you're on. I only know what I heard. And what I heard, I wasn't.
Well, you heard that I don't. You heard that I said that the Supreme Court could kick this out based on that. On the violence issue and what's best for the country. I'm not for that.
Wait a minute. Stop here.
Neither am I.
Whoa. Christopher, please stop. Are we discussing something that happened on Steve's show?
No, we're talking right what Steve just opened with.
Okay, and again, Christopher, what's your bone here?
The bone is Steve seems to think that we should just let it go. And that's how I'm taking it.
Did I say that, John?
No, you didn't. You know, Christopher, wait a minute.
Chris off. Chris, you're barking up the wrong tree. No, I'm not going to let you finish. I'm tired of you, man. You don't have any credibility.
Wait a minute.
You're a shitster is what you are. And stop the crap now. Cut the call, John. Cut it now.
No, he's not in charge, John.
I'm out. Goodbye.
It's a simple rebuttal to what you had to say.
Plug in a rerun. I've had enough of this. I've had enough of the crap. Run a rerun.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure? Expect
school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said.
Democracy is all about. Yeah, how about that, boys and girls? We're living in a democracy. Yeah. Robert in Central Texas. Robert.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, John, I never seen a text, man. I kept looking at my phone, and I would have waited for you.
I misplaced your number. Otherwise,
okay,
I would have called.
I'm sorry.
John, that's a line you can only use with women. I can't believe you pulled that line off.
Okay, the cat ate the piece of paper that your number was written
on. I'm sorry, honey, but I lost your number. Okay. I meant to call you.
Okay. Robert?
Well, I'll text you my number. Anyway, I just wanted to be real quick. I had my first experience with a masked Nazi today, and the reason I'm calling is because Steve's a little fired up. He fired me up. I come into the store in Temple, little Michael's, pick up something for my wife. And this thing with purple hair was there. And I said, where's this at? Well, it's over there, but you got to have a mask. And I said, well, I don't do that. So I go ahead and walk over there. I see another guy. I said, can you show me where this is at? And so he calls to the front. And then I hear him go, is that the guy with no mask on? Then all of a sudden I get surrounded by people. I'm thinking I'm stealing something out of there. So the manager comes up and I said, hey, let me see your company policy or something. Well, we're a private. We don't have to do that. We don't have to show you anything. It's fine.
Yes, they do.
So I said, well, I just said, I'm not going to say what I told them, that they were effing idiots and they're falling for it. And to tell that queer with the purple hair to do something, I was really upset, man. I lost it, man.
Good for you, Robert. Anyway. Praise you. I commend you. Thank you for doing that. I would have
done the same. Well, I told him, I said, call the police. Do what you want to do. I don't care. All I want is these two things right here, and I'll leave you alone. Anyway, I bought that pamphlet. You guys, I don't know if you've ever read it. The State Department 1961 World Without War, I believe it is, something like that. How they're going to disarm us through the UN?
I've got a copy, one of the original copies, right in front of me, and it's entitled "Freedom from War: The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World."
Yeah, I when you were talking about UN and stuff, it talks about how they're going to disarm everybody except for the UN would be the ones that had all the weapons, basically. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I thought it was a very interesting read. It takes about a whole 20 minutes to read that little pamphlet. It's no big deal. But anyway, John, if you'll just get with me, I promise I'll wait on you.
Well, I stumbled into a shop and I double talked them. They were getting a mask for me. And I said, well, I'm going to have to take it off anyhow so you can cut my hair. Well, we found a way around that. And I said, well, it makes for a lousy haircut. So I talked my way into the chair, and I'm sad that I did, because I was so angry driving back from Waco. I damn near went home and gave myself a buzz cut. And I thought, you know what? That's extreme. Wow. This poor guy, I couldn't get a hold of him. He left. They closed at 11 o'clock. So I went to a clip joint. I won't mention their names. And I managed to talk myself into a chair. And this woman, I'll tell you what, compared to you, Robert, I wouldn't let her trim my nose hair, let alone the hair on my head.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Maybe I can help you out some other time. But, hey, you know what my buddy Jerry does? He accidentally hits the little strap around the ear and cuts it off of him. I'm not kidding you when I say that either. All right, guys, let me let y'all get to more important things. But all right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it, bud. Thank you. By the way, Steve, another governor has turned up. Caught photographed having dinner out and not wearing a mask. Like,
of course,
Governor Newsom last week. You know, they're special people.
Yeah, they are. The elites.
And I do not know. It's 48 seconds long, so if there's any swearing in this, I claim no responsibility for it. The News Junkies cartoons. It's we all need a little humor here.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a dick.
You're having fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
Ooh.
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on?
You can go.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be that bad. My apologies, folks, but you get the idea.
Yeah, we got it.
The governor of New Jersey with his family, and they're not wearing any mask, and they let him know what they thought about him and his hypocrisy. Holy mackerel. I'm sorry the F-bomb was dropped there, folks. I didn't know that it... Oh, God. At any rate, well, that's the man on the street reporting. The woman was fired up, as you can...
Hey, that's real radio right there. That's real.
Not on this network.
That's real radio, and that's emotion. That's somebody who's pissed off and said, you know what? The rules apply to all, but evidently they don't. So I'm just calling you out. That somebody actually did that. Thank that. I'm glad they did that.
Well,
even though the language is there, they did the right thing. Let's call it out.
It's kind of funny. I think this is his daughter sitting there. She was sitting there smiling and laughing. She thought it was funny.
we got to call out the inconsistencies. We have to call out the hypocrisy. And I'm waiting for California. Maybe we'll get a California caller today, but I'm waiting for California to wake up. You had your good opportunity weeks ago, a month ago, when Pelosi went and got her hair done. The old witch got her hair done, and she didn't wear a mask. And of course, the rules don't apply to her, and she knows it's a fraud anyway. So California, wake up, man. This is your opportunity. You should have taken advantage of that and said, to hell with your stupid mandates. We're going to open our stores. You had a great opportunity to do it. You didn't do it. I don't know why.
Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there. I called the microphone earlier today to say that the Biden administration is one that will wage war against half the population of this country.
Yes, they have to.
Yeah, I mean, you look at whom he wants to appoint to his cabinet, and then you listen to what he says and what the idiots who surround him in that orbit say. And it's very clear that they hold anybody who didn't vote for Biden or any Republican, any conservative, any libertarian in disdain. And yeah. they fully intend to wage war against us.
Yes, they do. They want to cancel. Kelly, they want to cancel you.
Cancel
you for supporting Donald Trump. They want to cancel you. If you're working, they want you fired. They want to destroy your life.
Kelly, this is what I said. When you have a flip of a government, you have to get rid of your detractors. If you want to retain the power, you've got to get rid of your detractors. So are they going to come out and openly declare war on half the American population? Of course they're not. But I can guarantee you one thing, they're going to keep pushing with their communist, socialist, mind-boggling stupidity. They're going to force us into picking up arms and once and for all doing the purge in this country, because it's been demonstrated to us, and it's still an ongoing process, that your political meanderings or your political process, we control it, tough noogies.
Well, that's why I told Rivera today. This will lead to civil war. If they think that the conservatives are going to roll the 400, the people who own 450 million guns in this country, and I own 20 of them.
More. Look at the tax you'd have to pay.
Going to roll over.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Half what I have I bought from private sales. They don't know I've got them. The other half I bought.
Oh, wait, Kelly, come on. Do you think you saw Beto operating here in Texas? Here's the guy who was running for the Senate. You knew his attitude about guns. So do you actually think, after you've done filling out 13 pages of stuff, that is if you're inclined to pay a tax, which I know you're not, you probably couldn't even afford to pay it, but do you think they're going to be satisfied when they ask you the question, is this all the guns in your home? No, they're going to do a household inspection.
Yes, they will.
I don't think they have enough people to do that, to tell you the truth. And if they're stupid enough to try that, that's when they're going to get the blowback. You know, conservatives and the militias have been very quiet about this stuff. But I think because they haven't crossed a certain line, but when they start encroaching on your Second Amendment rights like that, when they start trying to confiscate your guns through taxation, mm-hmm. when they show up at your front door to try to cart your guns off or to count the guns in your gun safe and tax you on those or haul you off to jail because you haven't paid tax on the guns that you didn't declare, that's going to be it.
I hope you're right, Terry. I hope the NRA stands up, and I hope we do push back really hard. I hope the NRA is just not an organization that gets your money and talks a game here, but they actually take some action. I hope they do.
I belong to Gun Owners of America. NRA has been a disappointment for a long time. I give my money to Gun Owners of America.
For very
they actually defend the Second Amendment. They don't compromise on the Second Amendment.
All right, Kelly, anything else?
Well, I mean, you do agree with me that the Biden administration is hostile, overtly hostile to half the population of this country, and I think that they will actually wage war.
Forget what they're hostile against, the people. They're hostile against this country's founding, its history, and everything else.
Everything. History.
Well, religion,
it goes. History goes.
Yes.
Statues go.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And what you're seeing now is an effort to try to erase all that. You tear down statues. You remove books from libraries. You ban speech. Read 1984 again. I've read that book four times. I read it again last year.
Oh, gosh.
And I learned more from it each time I read it. And the last time I read it,
it really hit me. This is what it's all about. All this effort to control thought by controlling speech. And that's exactly what you find here with politically correct speech.
Kelly, you need to read the primer to 1984, which was Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. Because that picks up right in the middle of the destruction, the economy of the country, and the bureaucrats and their associated crap that they're from administratively bringing down on the heads of manufacturers and people. And, yeah, it's a beautiful companion set. It's like bookends.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you want to read something else, read Dr. Zhivago.
I'm too busy oiling my guns and checking the springs and counting my ammunition. I don't have time to read anything anymore.
Well, I am too. And as soon as I can get out of this silly county, Travis County, into some other place where there's a more gun-friendly sheriff, I'll be out of here.
But Kelly,
Terry, I've been thinking about it.
It's Kelly.
I would love to leave this country.
Steve?
I kid you
Steve,
not.
Steve, it's Kelly, not Terry.
Kelly, I'm sorry.
Kelly.
Kelly, I would love to leave this country. Where in the hell would you go that the United States wouldn't meddle and mess with another country? I mean, we got a dynasty here. We got a serious problem here. We got an empire that's deciding what's right for us. I would love to find a place to get the hell out of this country now, because I think it's going a hell in a handbasket.
The hell is that coming from?
You know, I've had the advantage of having traveled around the world. I worked as a geologist during my career, and it took me around the world. I've lived different places, you know, and I often ask myself, where would I want to live so that I could maintain the freedoms that I have now? And it's difficult to find a place because you go someplace else. And you find out that, well, firearm ownership is very difficult. You know, Switzerland maybe, but you got to be a Swiss citizen to hold firearms.
Kelly, I'm not going to entertain where we're going to run, because you want to get out of Travis. All of Texas isn't safe, so save your money and fight on fertile ground. You're in the right place. Kelly, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right.
Thanks.
Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
How does it sound?
I've had better days.
I hear you. Let me try to bring a little bit of... I don't want to throw water in anything anybody else has said so far, because it's entirely plausible. But just think what we can do if Trump does lose in the final analysis.
Okay, I guess. I'm waiting to hear this one.
Bring us some sunshine, please.
Sure. The Republicans flipped 12 seats. To my recollection, thus far.
He's been watching Fox News lately.
More of them in California than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got that trend going, and the more they're going to push in the midterms, I think they'll lose more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they go off the rails with this liberal agenda. They can have a huge... And they won't be able to cheat like they did this year.
Yeah, they will.
Because of all the exposure it's been getting. Okay, and then... If you have a Trump TV or Trump News.
Bruce, let me, please allow me to interject. I know you're a good man and you mean well, but you've been watching Fox News and, the 2022, they're going to lose more seats and we'll take control of the Senate and the Congress. No. Joe Biden is going to run this country into the ground long before the 2022 elections.
Oh, yeah.
And if the globalists, the bankers, the assets that are running all this realize they're losing, they'll pull the plug on the economy. So who in the hell is going to care about checking on the voting machines, or who the candidate is going to be when you've got a civil war going on? Stop watching Fox.
This flip on the election here is precedent. It's precedent. They flipped a landslide. Amazing that they did so, but they flipped a landslide. And if this thing is not undone, it's over for us in elections in the future. It's over.
It really
is. The system
Bruce.
Is rigged for them. Yeah. That's it.
Bruce, I'm telling you, what you're going to see coming at you is going to make the last 4 years look like a cakewalk.
Yeah.
I got 7.62 NATO and 12-gauge slugs, but, I'm also just trying to put another idea out there. I'm not shilling for Fox News is there.
Well, that was tongue in cheek, but I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start acquiring weapons from friends that have access to them, and I'm going to have weapons that's going to cut cars in half. I'm not going to go screwing around. You know, this isn't a thing. Well, we'll protest. No, there's a little armed skirmish. Well, I think I can. The wife's waiting for me at home. She's got dinner. No, I'm all in on this damn deal, and I will go until they either drop me or the last one of these savage bastards are in the grave themselves.
Yeah.
Period.
You know, over the weekend, Bruce, when I had this altercation at this big flea market here, I was telling people, and I'm still going to stand by this, I'm telling them to stock up, hoard. They're hoarding toilet paper right now because of the fear campaign on COVID. Forget that crap. Hoard, if you're going to hoard primers, hoard shells, brass, hoard what you need, gunpowder, to do your reloading, because you're going to need it, people. They're going to eliminate that part of reloading. You better stock up now.
And I don't.
Yeah, I bought several thousand rounds. John, you remember when Bill Clinton banned the that supposed cop killer 7.62 ammo from China?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. I got.
Yeah, the steel. You're talking about the steel core AK ammo, which I bought in the state of Michigan, and I had an ATF guy follow me around. Well, guess what I did. I had an oops. I turned around. I dropped the case on his left foot. He wasn't appreciative. And I picked up the case and I walked out.
Too.
I think I broke three or four of his toes. He did not look like a happy guy. All right.
The spam cams are heavy.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I'll let y'all go.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Appreciate it, Bruce.
You know, I mean, if you want peace, you better prepare for war. But there is not going to be any peace. You've been shown in excruciating detail, and this is while Trump was in office.
Yeah.
You know, if I hear one more crackhead tell me that Trump was just a cutout, they put him in there, I swear to God, I'm going to come through the electronic equipment, and if you feel a pressure around your neck, it's going to be my hands around your neck. You are fired up. Oh, this is, hey, look, Steve, this is starting to crystallize in my head. People have been so enmeshed in the COVID-19 and, oh, the election and, oh, the cheating and this, that, and the other. Nobody's looking 10 miles down the road at what's coming at us.
Yeah.
And
well, not only did I have that one altercation on Saturday, I had an altercation with a woman who oversees and kind of gives me an update on my mom's situation in Indiana. And that didn't go over well either. I got a nasty text from her about socialism. I sent her a little clip on socialism, how it's actually how they lay it out.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me kind of a nasty text saying, don't send me any more stuff like this because we have a difference in opinion. She was kind of nasty. I'm thinking, well, that's
so you're an ignorant American, not willing to be at least listening to the counter argument. You know who taught him that? The news media taught them that, and they're going to sit
there. Well, you know, this is why I look at socialism. You know, socialism, it's a safety net for people who did not succeed in life. it's a safety net for those who did not work well and did not capitalize in capitalism, in the capitalistic system. She's a failure. I'm sorry, but she's my mom's friend, but she's a loser. She's a socialist loser who doesn't have anything. She doesn't have a pot to piss in. And she needs socialism to have any kind of halfway decent lifestyle. That's how I see this woman. My mom was right to ditch their first time 3 years ago on a friendship when she since said how much she adored Biden, not Biden, but Obama, and how he does such a great job. She's a socialist. She lived in Germany. My mom had a different kind of life in Germany. She had a life of, I need socialism to survive. And she's come to this country and brought her socialism with her. She's a flipping loser. I'm disappointed that my mom is a friend of hers. Hopefully she'll get smart again and ditch this woman. But she wasn't nice to me and just cut off communication. I said, that's fine. I'll figure it out on my own. There you go.
Wow. By the way, Mike, I sent that New Jersey Governor Murphy confronted while having dinner with his maskless family. And the note is there. News with warning. Put up a warning, strong language. And again, folks, I did not play this clip before I went on air. It's only 48 seconds long, but this is something that, for those doubters out there that think that, my God, COVID-19 is going to kill us all, that we're going to have millions of deaths, and we already have 250,000 deaths, you know, send this to your friends that know, and they'll forgive you. Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea.
Hello. Quickly, Paul Harvey told about this young couple that were out parking, and this fellow,
he was going to
kill the kid, the boy, and then rape his girlfriend, and he was able to grab the knife and with his hands and get cut, but he was able to take over, and it's knowing when to do these things. If you wait until it's too late to do anything, then it's too late. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Well, I'm here. Well, anyway, I mean, if you were going to do anything, would you go towards the media that is spewing all these lies, or would you go directly to the Senate and take hold of these individuals? When I was in Paris, my father took us to Czechoslovakia, and a lot of the French people, the aristocrats, left France trying to get away from being killed by the guillotine, and they were trying to escape. They tracked them down and yes, wiped them out, the whole family. But it's, you know, how are you going to do this? Are you going to get your marshals? I mean, the more united the country is about where we're going, and I think most people don't want to go with the vaccines or have their property taken away or have gasoline taken away or be restricted in every way, shape, and form. I think you'll have more united, and this is only supposedly the 1% that is in charge here, that I think we can take them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, does anybody know where Nancy Pelosi lives? Does anybody know where Feinstein lives?
They do.
The gates open and they also close. And when they open, you can run in there.
And I mean, be careful. Be careful what you're saying on an open mic.
I'm just, and I know you keep throwing ideas out there and all these people are picking up on these ideas, but, you know, they're vulnerable too.
Okay.
You get my drift. Well, anyway, it's better to do it soon and not wait till it's too late. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you for your call. Well, thank you, John P. This just is in from Newsmax. Michigan certifies Biden win among Trump campaign challenge. They're not going to wait. They're telling JoJo this is a go. I hate to say it, but I don't think Trump's going to win this one. If it does go in front of the Supreme Court, maybe. But, folks.
Got to get there first.
Yeah.
Got to get there.
So there it is. Michigan certifies Biden win among Trump campaign challenges. And this is even after two Republicans were threatened into coercion. And they wanted to retract. And the Michigan court says, oh, no, you can't do that. You've made your decision. But no, you have made your decision. Now it's our turn, Michigan. We'll be back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the kosher certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.